Hi, Ed. So, to answer your questions, I thought it'd be easiest to do a voice note. So, first question, tell us about your journey from growing up in Drayton Valley to becoming a professional ski coach based in the Bow Valley of Alberta. So, my mom was actually a ski patroller at our local hill, which is called the Brazeau Ski Club. It's still there today. It's run entirely by volunteers and is a super small river valley hill in central Alberta. I remember going there from a young age with my brothers and sisters, and they had night skiing. It was an interesting experience where, from a young age, we were just let loose and allowed to go wherever we wanted on that little ski hill by ourselves, which is something you probably couldn't do today. But there was a sense of freedom and autonomy, being able to adventure and roam outside in the wild by ourselves. It was super cool. And then later, my mom put me into Nancy, me and my siblings actually, we went into Nancy Green Ski Racing. And then from there, I started working my way up through ski racing ranks. And with the Brazeau Ski Club, I think I was bottom of the pile in my age group most of that time. My name was right at the bottom of the list, either DNF or a little bit inappropriate DFL, which means dead fucking last in the ski world. But I loved it so much that I persisted and persisted, and I think my parents thought that was cool and wanted to encourage me. So they signed me up to start training when I was 15 at Rabbit Hill. Rabbit Hill is a super small river valley hill also, but in the Alberta racing world, they actually do quite well. They have really good coaching staff. So I got signed up for training 3 times a week. My mom is a saint. She drove the hour and 15 minutes one way 3 times a week for me and another guy from Drayton Valley to go train there. And at Rabbit Hill Alpine, I moved my way up into FIS. And once you're training FIS, you're gaining points amongst ski racers from all over the world. So I started DFL, and then by the end of my time with Rabbit Hill Alpine, I was, I think, 7th in Alberta. So it was a big fight, and it was an awesome lesson for me that if I put in a lot of work towards something that I really care about, that I can be successful. And I think that went a long way towards helping me later become successful as a ski instructor. So after I was done racing at Rabbit Hill Alpine, I got my Canadian Ski Instructor Alliance Level 1 at Rabbit Hill, and I started teaching there on the weekends. At the time, I was going to dance school at Grant MacEwan, and then later university. I went to the U of A to study psychology. But I stayed with at least one day a week ski instructing over those 6 years. And being that it was one of my first real jobs, I did not appreciate what an awesome job it is. And I had to segue out of that and into the real job world, desk jobs and what have you, and then realize, oh my gosh, ski instructing is just the most amazing, fulfilling, gratifying, challenging, beautiful job I could ever hope to have. And it was quite by accident while I was living in Ireland that I got a chance to teach at an indoor Maxtrack slope that reignited the passion for ski instructing. And I decided I wanted where I could train with one of the best trainers in the industry, a guy named Casey Balias, at Sunshine Mountain Village. And that's where I moved to next.